Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying mostly cloudy and breezy today with our high nearing 34. Northwest winds between 20 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Mostly cloudy and chilly overnight tonight with a low around 17. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying sunny throughout Friday with a high nearing 30. Northwest winds gusting as high as 30. And partly cloudy skies throughout Friday night with a low of 15. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster. Currently it's 27 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the electric company of Evergy met with the Kansas Corporation Commission earlier this week to talk about some of the raised concerns that individuals have had regarding the significant increase in projected spending for the company. As KWCH News reports that according to Evergy's five-year capital investment plan, they are calling for an additional spending of $1.2 billion, a large portion of which is renewable energy projects.
We are never in a situation where we don't want any investment. We need investment. It's all about understanding the level of investment, making sure the optimal investments are made, and understanding the pace of investment.
That was Andrew Finch, KCC Commissioner on KWCH News, where he says the $1.2 billion investments from Evergy is more than 20% beyond the plan that was presented last year. As the company says, one big factor in the increase in spending is due to inflation in the country.
The input costs for a lot of the key elements of our capital plan went up 40 to 50%.
Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Due to the ongoing battle of the tridemic with COVID-19, the flu, and RSV, one school district in Kansas has shut down for the remainder of the 2022 school year a little bit early before the holidays. As KSNT News reports, that Osage City Schools decided to close for the rest of 2022 starting on the 14th, where they sent out a message earlier in the week to parents that saying that more than 40% of the student body is currently being absent from school due to a variety of illnesses. That number has since grown to near 46%. They say the illnesses range from the flu, strep throat, RSV, and the stomach virus. They say along with nearly half of the student population, numerous staff members have also been ill, prompting the superintendent to make the decision. In other news, 54-year-old Bruce Hay has been sentenced to 37 months in prison and has been ordered to pay $537,000 in restitution for defrauding the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. KSN News reports that the Greeley, Kansas man was a U.S. Army veteran and was sentenced by a judge after a federal jury convicted him of wire fraud and theft of government funds.
Get a $70 reward card or Visa virtual account with your purchase of four new select Michelin Winter Passenger or Light Truck tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Now through the end of December, you purchase any qualifying set of tires and turn your reward in, you'll get $70 back. $70 redemption from Michelin. Available at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. See store for complete details. Mike's OK Tire, offering tire sales, service, and front-end alignments.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Grand Island Public Schools has officially said goodbye and accepted the resignation of the current superintendent for the public schools, Dr. Tawana Grover. As KSNB at Local Channel 4 reports that the executive session voted to accept Grover's resignation. Right after the vote, they voted to hire Nebraska Association of School Boards to search for the new district replacement. In her farewell speech, Grover said, quote, "I am proud to know that I was definitely a trailblazer, being the first African-American superintendent in the state, something that I take with me, along with being the first female." According to the school board president, Lisa Elvers, they say they are hoping to have some names of interim superintendent candidates by the first week of January. In other news, the Kearney Public School District, along with the University of Nebraska at Kearney, have signed an agreement to continue sharing their facilities through June of 2033. According to KSNB Local Channel 4, they say the 10-year extension from June to June will have access to the Kearney High School pool and auditorium along with track, while the public schools will have access to the UNK Cope Stadium along with their football field.
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend and you get $40 and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Prairie Hills USD 113 School District Monday evening moved forward, establishing a public hearing that could result in closure of the Wetmore School. Supporters of the Wetmore community urged retention of the pre-K through 12 facility, challenging declining enrollments, budget concerns, and quality staff retention issues presented by district officials, noting the school is the heart of the community. Patrons pointed out a break-even financial picture for Wetmore the past 4 years. A public hearing has been set for February 4th at 10 a.m. at the Wetmore Gym. School officials then will consider options to close the facility or take alternate action. Unified Command is being used as cleanup efforts continue in Washington County from the recent oil pipeline leak in Mill Creek. The command is a leadership structure that brings together incident commanders of all organizations involved to coordinate the effective response while carrying out jurisdictional responsibilities. Upwards of some 300 workers are on site collecting oil pools, with several thousand of the 14,000 gallons leaked collected thus far. It could take weeks or possibly months, according to some estimates, to complete the project. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a stream advisory for Mill Creek from 18th Road to the Little Blue River, located northeast of Washington. Marshall County Democratic Central Committee members will meet Thursday, December 15th, at Marysville City Hall to consider and select a nominee for Marshall County Register of Deeds to fill the unexpired term of Martha Rush, who's retiring. Public may attend, but only duly elected committee members will comment or vote, with a recommendation then going to the governor for approval. Individuals interested in the position should contact Democratic Committee Chair Jim Swim Jr. of Marysville. Candidates must have been a registered Democrat here as of the November 8th general election. Marysville will be among 19 stops this week and next on a six-day tour for Kansas State football, celebrating the 2022 Big 12 title with the Championship Trophy Tour. Fans will be able to take photos with the trophy, which will be on display at Pepsi-Cola in Marysville Friday afternoon from 1 until 3 p.m. Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities this Friday, December 16th. No guidelines. This is for all Marshall County residents. Boxes will be distributed first come, first serve, beginning Friday at 8 a.m. from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center in Marysville. Again, no guidelines or income requirements. This distribution for all Marshall County residents. An injury accident was reported in Gage County Wednesday morning near Odell of Highway 8 and 112 intersection. Tristan Rosebaugh, age 18, of Wymore, apparently struck a trailer being towed by G6 Antenna Lanza, age 37, of Beatrice, which was turning at the intersection. Rosebaugh was transported to Beatrice Community Hospital. Marceline L. Marcy Meyer, age 91, of Axtell, passed away December 10th. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church, Axtell. Burial in the church cemetery. Rosary Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, noon until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Marcy Meyer. Dr. Robert A. Griffin, senior, age 85, of Frankfort, passed away December 2nd. Funeral service Monday, December 19th, 10 a.m. at the Annunciation Catholic Church in Frankfort. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 5 until 8 p.m. at the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Dr. Robert Griffin, Sr. Conrad R. Stewart, age 88, of Washington, passed away Tuesday. Funeral arrangements pending, with a Ward Funeral Home in charge for Conrad Stewart. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, tater tot casserole, mixed veggie, mandarin oranges, and tomorrow pulled pork on a bun, sweet potato fries, three bean salad, and apricots. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Staying slightly cooler and breezy today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-30s, northwest winds between 20 and 25, and gusting as high as 35. Staying cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and lower 20s, with northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some sunshine on Friday with our highs in the upper 20s and mid-30s, northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. And staying much cooler throughout Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid-teens. More sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 30s and clear skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the lower to upper teens. There will be a slight warm-up throughout the day on Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid-30s and mid-40s, and cooling down very quickly over Sunday night, mostly cloudy skies with our lows in the single digits and upper teens. Temperatures will stay cooler throughout next week, sunshine on Monday with our highs in the upper teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature mid-December 43, record high on this date 69. The average low 23 and the record low is 15 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:40, sunset this evening at 5:05. It's 27 degrees again this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 15th of December. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Puzzled by what to get the family this Christmas? Make Reflections Hallmark in Marysville your Christmas store. From puzzles and gift bundles for everyone in the family, to ornaments and everything Christmas decor to make it your home for the holidays. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 until 5:30, and Saturday, 9 to 3. Shop Reflections in Marysville this holiday season.
Ashley Home Store and the Brand Source Appliance and TV Store in Beatrice have hundreds and hundreds of furniture, appliance, and TVs in stock for immediate pickup with a few delivery spots open before Christmas. Ashley has a recliner starting at $2.99, sectionals at $9.99, washer and dryer sets $9.99 per set. As always, free shipping to your house on qualifying purchases over $299 within 100 miles of a store. Plus interest free until 2024 at Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Center, Indian Creek Mall in Beatrice.
Mitchell outduels Luka, and Steph gets hurt. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. A battle of all-stars in Dallas. Luka Doncic of the Mavs playing host to Donovan Mitchell and the Cavs. Mitchell looking for vengeance against the team that ended his season last year, and he would get it. Third quarter, putting his team up 19.
Under 8 minutes to go in the quarter. Cavaliers by 17. Mitchell on the right side against Doncic. Floats. Scores!
He beat two men on that move.
The call on WTAM. Mitchell led all scorers with 34 points. The Cavs beat the Mavs 105-90. The Warriors' road trip took them to Indianapolis. Always a difficult place to play. Golden State lost 125-119. Late in the third, Steph Curry suffered a shoulder injury, reaching in to defend Indy's Jalen Smith. Curry would not return. He goes for an MRI later today. Continuing with the NBA, the Blazers crushed the Spurs 128-112. Nikola Jokic scored a season-high 43, and the Nuggets beat the Wizards 141-128. In Chicago, the scuffling Bulls hosted the Knicks in the first of a home-and-home. The Bulls were lucky to force overtime, where they collapsed. Knicks guard Jalen Brunson sinking the dagger.
Brunson high left. against Caruso, circling to the corner, crossover, ankle breaker, knocks down the three. Jalen Brunson puts Knicks up by nine with 27.9 to go in overtime.
The call on 98.7 ESPN. Brunson scored a season-high 30. Julius Randle added 31. The Knicks win their fifth straight, dispatching Chicago 128-120. On the ice, the Wild look to win a third straight, hosting the Red Wings. Mid-first period, scoreless. The Wild on the power play when Freddie Gaudreau found the back of the net.
Aerial pass along, Gaudreau a shot. He scores!
Call on KFAN. Gaudreau added an empty netter later, and the Wild beat the Red Wings 4-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Friday night basketball, Marysville hosting Chapman girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County hosting Centralia, our Friday feature game live on FM 95.5.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a new 2022 Chevy Silverado 1500 model custom edition. It's $1,500 off list. They have a 2018 Silverado 3500 HD one-ton dually work truck, Duramax diesel four-door, four-wheel drive, and a 2017 Silverado 1500 High Country Edition at the Nordis Motor Company.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Let's take a look at the market, what happened yesterday. The market was influenced yesterday by a couple of news items. One, the Fed raising interest rates, plus fundamental drivers in play yesterday as well, such as the South American weather forecast, slow U.S. commodity exports, and the war in Ukraine. Many are thinking it could intensify during the winter months. All those news items affecting the markets on your Wednesday. Here's how we ended up yesterday. Corn for December at 6.39, that's down 4.75. March corn ended the day at 6.50 and a half, that's down 3. Kansas City wheat for March ended the day at 8.50 and a quarter, that's down 15. Kansas City wheat for May ended the day at 8.44 and a half, that's down 13. Minneapolis wheat for March, 9.17 and a quarter, that's down 5 and a half. Minneapolis wheat for May, 9.13, that's also down 5 and a half. Oats for December, 410 yesterday, a clear winner, up 48 and three quarters. March oats at 342, that's up 1 and a quarter. January soybeans finished her Wednesday at 1482 and a quarter, that's up 2 and a half. Soybeans for March ended Wednesday at 1485, that's up a half. Cotton for March ended the day at 81.37, that's down 26 cents. Cotton for May ended the day down 24 cents at 81.43. Live cattle for December, $154.50 was your final price. That's down 40 cents. Now, they did have a high of $155.25 yesterday, but fell to $154.50. Live cattle for February, $155.70. That's down 65 cents after a high of $156.50. Feeder cattle for January, $183.60. That's down 62.5 cents. And feeder cattle for March at $185.45. That's down 27.5 cents. That's a look at what happened on the market yesterday. We'll keep you abreast of what happens today.
Most producers know that making breeding decisions can be difficult. But what if there was a way to ease that process? From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Bob Weber, K-State professor and head of the Eastern Kansas Research and Extension Center, gives insight to the new iGenDeck tool.
The iGenDeck software is actually a platform for genetic decision support, and it's really a customizable selection index platform. So producers can go in and build out a selection index or a weighting of genetic predictors that fits their specific production scenario and use that to make better bull selection decisions. The main idea of this was really to pull existing knowledge and information together into a platform so it provided a full solution for producers. The key things to think about is really you want that aligned to revenue generation or your marketing endpoint. Some cull-cow data in there as well. And then the other critical components are breed composition of your existing cow herd and what breed of bulls you're considering using. And then also, do you keep replacement females out of those breeding decisions, or do you purchase those onto your farm or ranch? With those pieces of information, the selection index economically weights the appropriate EPDs and produces a single number for producers to use in the evaluation of those bulls.
Weber describes the specific benefits of the iGenDeck tool.
One of the benefits of it is sort of evaluating that decision stream and placing the selection pressure on the appropriate traits. We get bombarded with information in our industry, and sometimes keeping, you know, real laser focus on our selection decisions is difficult. And so the selection index helps us keep focused on those traits that are important. And I think one of the things that producers are experiencing right now, particularly with the drought, is trying to figure out, okay, if I'm going to keep replacement heifers, how do I do a better job selecting females? And the bulls that produce those females into my herd that have excellent maternal characteristics. So people are kind of swinging back and saying, all right, we need to put some emphasis on, you know, cow longevity and fertility and some of those traits. And the selection index kind of helps us do that.
Weber explains where listeners can find this tool and the audiences that they are targeting.
So it is just recently made available. The Beef Improvement Federation is hosting the platform, and it's really targeted right now at three audiences, if you will. So sort of breed associations to help kind of reconstruct their generalized indexes is one audience. Instructors at universities is another group. So incorporating this in animal breeding and undergraduate teaching. Graduate teaching extension specialists can also access the platform. And then other industry participants. We offer a 30-day trial period, so you can kind of get on and play with the platform. There's a lot of background data in terms of pricing stuff that producers need to bring with it, but is available to the public.
That's K-State professor and head of the Eastern Kansas Research and Extension Center, Bob Weber, with insight on the new iGenDeck tool. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday's sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. They're expecting over 1,200 head of cattle for the Purina Plus special sale today, beginning at 10 a.m. Early consignments include 31 mostly black steers, Purina Plus, weighing 6 to 6.75, 200 black steers and heifers, Purina Plus, weighing 6.50 to 8.25, 80 black steers and heifers, Purina Plus, weighing 6.50 to 8.50, 25 mostly black and white faced steers and heifers, weighing 4 to 5.50, 30 black steers and heifers, 4 to 5.50, 11 black steers and heifers, 400 to 600 pounds, 110 black and white faced steers and heifers, weighing 4.5 to 6, 24 mostly black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 6, 65 mostly black steers and heifers, 475 to 550. 60 black steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7. 44 black steers at 5 to 8. 15 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 650. 55 weighing in at 5.5 to 7. 52 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 8. 13 weighing 6 to 750. 35 black and Charley steers weigh 6 to 750. 35 mostly Charley, a few black steers weighing 6 to 7. 30 black steers and heifers, 6 to 8.25, 10 weighing in at 6.50 to 7.50, 40 black and white face heifers, 7.50 to 8, 140 mixed steers and heifers, 7.50 to 9, 60 black steers weighing 9 to 9.25, and 60 mixed steers weigh 9.25 to 9.50. Those early consignments for the sale today, it's a Purina Plus special sale beginning at 10 a.m. With a reminder, there will be no sale next Thursday. Wishing you all a very Merry Christmas from Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Next scheduled sale is December 29th.
If you run out of ice melt this winter, you can make a substitute from common household ingredients. We will share that recipe on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 15th, the 349th day of the year. Actor Adam Brody has a birthday, and on this night in 1939, theatergoers in Atlanta were lining up for the premiere of Gone with the Wind. Here's a recipe to keep handy this winter. It's a simple formula for homemade ice melt. Start with 2 quarts of warm water, add a half dozen drops of dishwashing liquid, and mix in a quarter cup of rubbing alcohol. Pour it up, and within a few seconds, your home brew will begin to soften the most stubborn ice pack. Keep some extra in a spray bottle for your car windows, too. For areas with foot traffic, mix in some granular material for traction. Sand or kitty litter work well. If your mixture refreezes, increase the amount of rubbing alcohol. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. It's 27 degrees this morning with a chilly high in the middle 30s. Forecast today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. As we gear up for baseball season of 2023, the Kansas City Royals met earlier this week to talk about their first session of the community listening tour on the $2 billion stadium and ballpark village project that's set to take place here relatively soon. And right now, owner of the Royals, John Sherman, says that there are roughly 14 locations in the Kansas City area that they are considering building the new stadium.
There's a long list of new modern ballparks that are part of the vibrant neighborhoods and districts that are benefiting from their integrated location. And all of them have created transformational change.
That audio from KSN News. During the conversation, there was the question brought up on whether it was needed to build a brand new stadium. But according to the staff, they say it would be more money to renovate the existing stadium.
What they showed is the deterioration of that facility now and the money that would need to go into that to bring it up to a level for the next 50 years. It's beyond issues.
Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night basketball, Marysville hosting Chapman girls and boys action live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County hosting Centralia, our Friday feature game live on FM 95.5.
CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort wish everyone a happy holiday season. Make CJ your last stop before you hit the road. With friendly and helpful staff, snacks, drinks, and premium dino fuel. Now save even more when you download the new CJ Go app. Safe travels from CJ Express with locations in Marysville and Frankfort.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks, Beatra 77 Livestock. It's a Thursday with 11 o'clock start on our special bread, cow, and heifer sale. And a good morning to all. Well, at 11 o'clock, we are going to start on the bread heifer division of our special sale. It will be the Bruna heifers out of Hanover, Kansas, folks. High reputation, 45 Black Angus first calf bred heifers, bred to Flatiron Black Angus bulls, guys, double vaccinated and all. Got a scour guard on them, and they're 7 to 8 months, folks. So, certainly late January, February calvers, high reputation, great set of females. Up next is Mr. Cracky out of DeWitt, Nebraska, 6 Hereford. First calf, bred heifers are bred to upstream horned Hereford bulls, vaccinated, scour guard. The heifers are carrying a 6 to 7 months, putting them right there in that March area, late February on 6, Hereford first calf bred heifers. Then we move on to the Rademacher heifers, certainly. They are a Western origin type heifer, guys. They've been in the business multiple years of good heifers, and they have 40 Black Angus first calf bred heifers. They're going to be bred to upstream Hereford bulls. They're vaccinated, double scour guarded. These heifers are 7 to 8 months safe in calf, putting them on that late January, February on a good set of Rademacher heifers. Then we're moving to Tim Stutzman out of Dorchester. 50, Red Angus, then a handful of blacks. They're going to be first calf. Red heifers are bred to Red Angus bulls. They're vaccinated. Double scour guarded. These heifers are pregnant. 6 to 7 months, they were bred on a 60-day period, and that is the Tim Stutzman heifers out of Dorchester. Moving on to Kennedy's, folks, down southeast Nebraska on a fancy 50 Red Angus first calf bred heifers, AI bred to Red Angus, no worries or broken arrow. They're 6 to 7 months safe in the AI division, folks. They are scour guard, bova shield, break guard. They're all ready to go on a really, really deep and big set of Kennedy heifers out of the Humboldt area. Then to Crab Orchard, Laughlin Angus, 25, Black Angus, first calf bred heifers. They're bred to S Power Point, Black Angus, vaccinated, scour guard. The Laughlin heifers also are 6 to 7 months, folks. So we're talking that February, March area. Safe and calf and an outstanding group of heifers that will be first in the door at 11 o'clock. Moving on to the bred cows, the friends and cows out of Plymouth. 20 black and red bred cows, 3 years to short solid. They're going to be bred to Red and Black Angus. They're pregnant 6 to 7 months. The Norlinger cows out of Cook, a complete dispersal. 80 black bred cows, 7 years short solid to broken mouth. They're bred to Hartman Black Semangus bulls, and they are all pregnant 6 to 8 months. Mike King out of Nebraska City's got 15 black bred cows, 5 years to short solid. Bred to Black Angus, they're 5 to 6 months safe. Black Lang Angus out of B's got 7 Black Angus registered bred cows. They'll be certainly sold as commercial. If you're interested in the registrations, we certainly can get you hooked up. Those Black Lang Angus cows are 4 to 7 year olds. They're bred to Black Lang Rock Solid Black Angus bulls, and they are pregnant 6 to 7 months. Well, that's going to wrap it up here at Pietra 77 Livestock, where we started at 11 o'clock here this morning. Give us a call. Tanya Rickard, any 223-3571. Have a great day, 11 o'clock start, and certainly keep in mind that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Pietra77.net.
KNDY.
What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, who may